Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching local Splash. How can we help you today?
Hey, Ivan. I'm logging into my site, and it says the information here is no longer being updated. If you're the owner, please call.
Okay, let me go ahead and see what's going on. Can I have the phone numbers to your account, please?
727-481-7424.
All right, perfect. So it does pull up an account for Air Solutions, Inc., is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, awesome. Let me go ahead and make sure I have everything set here. And I believe you mentioned the issue is when you're trying to check your website, or is it when you're trying to log into your client dashboard?
No, when I just log into the website, when I type it in, you know, Google search, and it has this orange banner that goes across the top of it.
Okay, let me double check. I do see here your account. You do have a security question, which is, what is your first pet's name?
Found.
Can you take a second guess?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Buster.
That's absolutely correct. So it's going to be Buster
okay.
Here. Let me go ahead and pull up your website. Typically, that description you gave me about the sign you saw, it's when maybe the account wasn't paid, right? And then, of course, that's the only time it does that. But let me double check here for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so I do see an account was paid not too long ago on the 1st. Okay, so it was just paid today. Give me 1 second. Okay, so I believe that sign was up due because of the non-payment that was going on. It looks like
okay. There
was a payment that wasn't made right on time. So that's the reason
right. You
saw the actual sign. I will update my team and let them know that it's paid. That way they could have it removed. But typically it just takes
okay.
a few hours for it to be updated, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Then
awesome.
I have another question. So I just noticed on the pictures that are rotating on the site here, it's a picture of a van, and it's got the wrong information on that. I didn't even realize that.
And that would be the photos. Okay, let me find the photo here. Because it could be removed, right? But I also see that maybe your website could do a little bit of updating.
Yeah, it definitely needs something because, I mean, I've been with you guys for a while and not much has happened.
No, I definitely see what you mean, right? That's what I'm seeing right now, that your website, it's a good website. People like these websites that are simple because it makes it easy for clients to find your information or go over it. But I do see the opportunity to make the website even better. And, of course, I'll work on deleting that photo for you. You can actually delete it by logging into your client dashboard. But, again, I don't, you know, I can do it for you. I don't mind, right? But we want you to know that you always have control of what is showing. So if you feel one day you want to add more photos or delete photos, maybe even add videos, right, then you could just log into your actual client dashboard and upload them. Or you could just send them in to us by text, email, right? So well, I do want you to know that the photos can definitely be updated, of course, right, at any moment. Now, give me a second here. I definitely want to work on updating that website for you. I mean, I'm assuming that's okay with you if I heard you right.
Yeah,
that.
Of course. Yep.
All right, awesome.
And I'm also logged into the dashboard also, so.
All right, perfect. So let me show you before I make any changes, right? So if you're on your client dashboard, go ahead and click on business info.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to click on business info, right? And then it should take
yep.
you to something that shows location information, right? And just scroll down. Keep scrolling down. You're going to see where it says media, and you're going to get to the photos. Do you see them?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful. So if you just hover over them, you could see a little, it should be a little hand or a trash can, right? So
right.
hover over the van. If you hover over it, just click on the trash can, and it'll delete it for you. And that means that it will be removed from your website as well. So, and also will be deleted from anywhere else, like your Google Business. Oh, no, we're not helping you on the Google Business profile. I'm sorry. So for your website, yes, all you got to do is click on that delete button, and it will update it on its own. But I'll still make sure to put in a little ticket, right, so they can make sure it's done properly. So it's actually quite nice, right? And remember, you could add photos. It definitely is something that a lot of our customers like, okay?
Right. And what did you were saying something about the business. It was just that you were getting ready for...
I was going to update your website.
Yeah, what were you going to say about the business profile? Google business profile. You ready to say something about the photo?
Yes, the Google business profile. I thought we were helping you on that, but after reviewing your subscription, it looks like we're only helping you on your actual website, right? So I wouldn't be able to make any adjustments on your Google business profile. I'm sure you have access. I could double check for you. And you could add photos on there by yourself, right? Yeah, you definitely have access to it.
Right.
Or of course, if you need us to help you, we can. But that does bring up your price. It would be $129 would be the total a month, right? Again, I'm not putting pressure on that because, again, I understand you want hosting, which is okay. But if you ever need help in your ranking or someone managing your Google business profile, we can definitely add it, right? Right now, what I'm doing is just simply making sure that we can update your website, right? That would definitely be a nice little touch. That way you can go over it today. That way you could go over it today and just see how well it looks. And then from there, you can ask us to make changes, okay? That's something that I don't want to sound rude, but I do want to make clear that we can update your websites, right? Maybe if you don't like the color, that could be updated, right? If you want to add something, let us know. Just by having good communication, believe me, your website's going to look a lot better than what it does now. So let me work on that. It shouldn't take too long. Give me just a second here. Okay, my site. Okay, I like it, actually. It looks good.
And what was your name again?
My name is Ivan.
Ivan. So, Ivan, you know, I was, you know, for a long time, over a year and a half, whatever it was, I was paying $200 a month, but nothing, I wasn't getting any leads, nothing was happening, so that's why I reduced it down to the bare minimum, $50, because, you know, if your company's not doing anything to really help me, you know, what am I paying for?
I could definitely see why you would do that, right, especially if you're paying, as you mentioned, right, you want to see results. So one of the things when it comes to the Google business profile is that it does require some assistance by you. As I mentioned, the photos, right? We can't just add any photo. So we would need to be in contact with you and get photos weekly. Maybe even just one photo a week would work great. And this would actually help your ranking. So what was going wrong with your account is simply that it might have been ranking too low. Right? So that actually means that we have to figure out a way to make it rank higher. There are several ways to speed up the process. For example, on our end, we create something that's known as Google Posts, right? We also help to promote you in different areas. But when it comes to the actual, let's say, adding photos, we have to rely on you. And when responding to reviews, we have to let you respond to them. Unfortunately, we can't respond to them. It's against Google's policies. So, it's something that involves communication between both of us. It doesn't necessarily mean that, let's say, you have to pay a lot, but it would be really good to just definitely, when you get a review, respond to it. If you can send in a photo a week, we can make sure to help you out with that. Again, these are things that you might be able to do for yourself, like adding a photo weekly will benefit your account, right? But a lot of clients that we help out don't have the time, so that's why we help them out. And right now we do have a special offer. It's at a very low price. It's at $129, and it still includes your website, right? So that's actually something that can be done. Again, you don't have to do it today, but just give it some thoughts. But I do recommend just to think about how important the communication will be, right? Again, it's going to be crucial when it comes to your Google ranking.
Right, but nobody ever, you know, said that to me in the beginning, you know, talking to me like you are, like you actually want to help.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's a shame. So you're saying if I Add a Photo Weekly, that Google picks that up and helps rank it better?
That is correct. So they will help you with your actual ranking, because I'm not sure if you noticed, but there's a lot of people that have maybe 30 reviews and they're ranking really low, right? So it's because Google doesn't go based on reviews. They go based on activity. If you're not logging into your account, if you're not, let's say, adding photos, responding to reviews, then your account's just going to keep dropping, as I'm seeing with yours. So what we do is we basically take over. We make sure to show activity in several ways. And with your help, it only speeds up the process. Again, this is something that I'm not sure why they didn't bring up to you, right? But based on what I'm seeing, we don't have enough photos to say we're adding one once a week, right? So so even for the new website we're going to make for you, I do suggest that you send in photos. Why? Because we're going to need photos so that your website looks a lot better. Because there are going to be, let's say right now, if you create the website that I want to make for you, it's going to look completely different than what it looks like. It does look better. I really do feel like it. It has more information. Each service has its own section. So that means that we're going to need more photos, right? Or even videos.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So I'm just working on updating the website for you. Once it's updated, you're going to see it, and you're going to see why photos are so important, and or even videos, right? So let me go ahead and make the updates. It shouldn't take too long here. I just need to make sure.
So do you want me to add the photos here and right here where I deleted the van? Just post them right here, and in addition to that, post them on the Google profile?
No. All you got to do is upload them. Well, actually, yes, you would have to upload them yourself to the Google Business profile, but all you got to do is upload it to that client dashboard, and they will upload to your website, right? If we were helping you on the Google Business profile, once you add photos to the client dashboard, they go everywhere. They go onto your client dashboard, Google Business profile, Facebook, if we're helping you with that, right? So the client dashboard will do everything automatically. It's actually quite nice. So it's got its benefits if everything is, let's say, linked together, right?
Gotcha.
And just so I'm clear here, because I am going to make sure that some of your services are showing right away, I do want to add maybe, I know that you do mostly like HVAC and AC, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. So I'll put something like, just the main four would be like AC installation, HVAC contractor, and of course this is just so you can see how it's going to look, and from there we can adjust them, okay? It's actually
We do AC repair, new installation, ductwork replacement, we do it all.
Beautiful. Yeah, I see here a lot actually, so I'm going to use the keywords that we currently have. That way you can see how it works. So you can see how it looks. And again, from there, we can make any adjustments that are from anything, right? They include changing colors to actually adding a whole different page to it, right? So
right.
I do see here. It's just taking a little bit of time for it to update.
So Ivan, while you're doing that. These where it says 46 listings. Am I listed in those 46 places?
I believe you should be, even if you changed. I'll check on your client dashboard in just 1 second. But if you go on the listings right where you see the 46, and then you see the little badges, I guess you could call them. If you hover over them and click on them, they should link. If they're linked right, they'll take you to that. A specific place, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So maybe if you click on Google. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You can explain it to me.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, if I click on, let's say the... I'm so sorry. I got a little lost there. I was trying to make the update here. So on the client dashboard, right, if you hover over the images and click on it, for example, let's say you see Google on there or Yellow Pages, for example, right? You can go ahead and click on it. I believe even Yelp. So if you click on those three, they should be linked. If they're linked to your account, it'll take you over to it directly. So it's actually quite nice.
I'm on the Yelp one, and I remember it's so saying, own this business, you may be missing out on leads. Get access to this page so that you can start receiving quote requests. It's totally free. And then it has the access to my page, explore benefits. So
if you do that, you can. You remember these accounts are made, if we made them, they're for you. But again, if you mess with the accounts, right, we can't help you on them any longer, right? Because we're only helping you host the website. So if you want to take that account and start over or start leads, you can. They might help you, but I'll be honest with you, they're known to sell you the leads, not just to you, but maybe people that are around your area, right? And that's when you compete. So a lot of my clients rather not do the Yelp, right? They just want their account on there, but they don't want it to be active in getting leads because they do charge you.
Right, but I mean, if I click that, just create a free account to manage your Yelp page. So, you know, if that's not done, do customers still find me on Yelp?
Yes, customers will still find you on Yelp.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Pretty nice how it works. It's kind of like but I'll be honest with you, Google's the number one right now when it comes to it. When it comes to clients trying to find services, right, or potential customers, then that would be the best one. Would be Google.
Right.
And you have a Google Business Profile, which, believe me, it's only gonna benefit you. It really is. It's only gonna benefit you in keeping it active, because the higher the ranking, that's where the calls are, right?
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know if you ever noticed, but if you're looking for services or maybe a restaurant, places to eat, right, many people don't go past the first 20, which is the first page.
Right.
So as long as you're on the first page, you're more than likely going to get the best calls. But if you're in the top three, you're definitely going to have a lot more people looking into the account. And then from there, it depends how attractive the account looks, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So your website's almost done. I just have to go ahead and I just have to make sure that the updates is done by itself. It's just loading. So right now I'm just kind of sitting here waiting for it to upload. And then from there, you should be able to see it within the next 10 to 15 minutes. You'll be able to see the new actual domain. The new layout to your domain.
Okay.
But for some reason, it's just taking its sweet time here. Okay, looks like it's good to go. Are you using your phone right now? Like your cell phone so I can send you a text?
Yeah, I'm on my phone.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you a link by text, okay?
All right.
Yes, I'm going to send you a link. It's going to have a preview of how the website's going to look by by phone, computer, desktop, right, or laptop. So I do want you to see it. It's going to be a text again, right? Okay, perfect. Yes, it's going to be a text. When you receive it, just click on it, and it should take you right over to the design that I want to place for you. Again, this is just going to be temporary. You're going to see your photos added as we go. But right now, it's just kind of like a demonstration, okay?
Okay.
All right, awesome. Let me know when you're able to link, okay? I'm sorry, press the link, okay?
Okay, I see here. Click on it. Oh, okay. You can click on each of those things, the laptop, the...
Yeah, I believe it's not going to let you open it up, right? But you can scroll down. So, for example, if you hover over the desktop, right, you should be able to just basically scroll down. And you should also
be able to see... No, I just have like a static picture here.
You have a static picture, is that right?
Yeah, static picture of a laptop, of a like a pad, an iPad, and like a cell phone.
And but it's not showing anything.
There's just a picture of the three of them on a white background screen.
Okay, and you can't scroll down?
I can't. It doesn't scroll up or down. It's just a picture.
It's just a picture. That's so strange. You should be able to scroll down. For example, I know you're using your phone, right? It's a touch screen. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just try to, on the desktop, right? Try to just scroll, but you have to remember, click, touch the photo right and then scroll up a little bit or scroll down. It should move for you.
Yeah, nothing happens.
Not a problem. Let me see what okay, so what does it say on that picture? Does it say Air Solutions, Inc.? We can help. Let us keep you.
Yeah,
cool.
Like if I expand it with my fingers, if I like open up the screen, then I can see that.
Do you see on top where it says home or services?
Yes.
Try to click on services,
yeah.
Please.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and then did you see a pop-out where it says commercial HVAC services, HVAC
yes.
cleaning? Okay.
Right.
If you click on one of those, it should take you to, let's say, a different little section for each one.
Okay.
Does it do that for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, and then from there, you should still scroll down. You should still be able to scroll down. So I think there might be something wrong. Well, I don't think there should be anything wrong, to be honest with you. It might be just the angle of how you're trying to scroll down or scroll up, right? So by doing that, it could be the only issue. But everything looks to be working, so try to scroll down maybe if you can.
As soon as I put my cell phone on desktop view, now I'm able to see it.
Normally,
yeah.
Okay, great. I was getting a little scared because I worked on it really hard. And remember, we're still working on it, right? This is just kind of like a preview of how it's going to look. And then, of course, we're going to upload the photos that we have. And then, of course, as you upload photos, it will constantly keep changing for you. And as you can tell,
okay.
You'll have your own section for galleries. That way it's not like a slideshow. It's actually a gallery, and you can see all the photos, right? So I could go ahead and make sure it goes live right now in the next 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then from there,
right.
We can continue to update it if it's okay, if you like it, of course, right?
Yeah, just, the first thing I'm seeing right away is I need to have, like, residential in there. Because that's the majority of what we do is residential under services.
Yes, that's definitely going to be on there. You're going to see a change, as I mentioned. I was just going for the top four just right now, just the four that I saw, just so you could see the preview, right? Because we're going to add
mm-hmm.
all of your services. Just how they show the list on your website, they're all going to show on that little tab. So, yeah, they're going to be added, not to worry. So publish this website for you. That way it goes live for all of your customers, okay?
Okay. And then when I scroll down to where you got, the Air Solutions location, Clearwater, Florida, I don't know. You see how the number is formatted? It put the last four underneath the 727 instead of next to the 390.
Okay, under the location, is that correct?
Yeah.
Where it says Clearwater, Florida, the phone number,
exactly.
Is that what it is? Or?
Yeah, underneath. It says 727-390- and then the 0800 is underneath on my phone anyway. That's not like next to the 390.
Yeah, it should be underneath the location. And then there should be the phone number, then your business license, it looks like.
Exactly.
And then you said
It's taken the last four of the phone number, and it put it underneath the 727.
Yes, unfortunately, it's going to be that way because of the phone. But if you use your desktop, it's going to spread out a little bit more, which gives it more room. But the good news is that the on your phone, there should be a little tab that shows like a phone, right? And if you click on that, it will connect your clients directly over to you.
Right, right. But just so it looks better, can you fix that? Like either tap it over?
I can try. I could definitely try, but again, it's because of the display on your phone, right? Again, it doesn't hurt to try, but I'm telling you now that it's definitely how it's, you know, the display. As you can tell, it's a little bit different on your desktop than on the tablet or phone. So let me see if I can have them adjust that for you. But again, a lot of the customers that use a wider view, they're going to see it. For example, why don't you leave your phone to the side to make it a like a wider screen? Does it give you the option?
I turned sideways.
Okay, and then go ahead and check on the numbers, see if it made a difference.
No, it didn't.
It didn't, so it still shows just how you said it, right? Underneath, they have 0800. Okay, I'll have my team look into it. But again, I do believe it's because of the display, but it doesn't hurt to check, right? So I'm actually publishing the website. That way it goes live. And then I do recommend to review it, right? And if you have a, let's say maybe make a list of the changes you want to make, you could text them in to us, email us, or call us back. Not a problem.
Okay. And do you, you have a direct line that I could call you on?
I do have an extension line, which is 4746. But I do tend to take basically any call that comes in. So if I'm on a call, you're just going to get transferred to one of our other agents. But they'll be, they should be able to help you in any scenario, okay?
All right.
Okay, so hopefully I did the same today, okay? So again, you'll see the new website and just, I appreciate your patience. You'll see the new website in about 10 to 15 minutes live. And then again, just make that list. That way you can see how better the websites can look by having good communication, okay?
Sounds great.
Awesome, awesome. So I appreciate it. Let me go ahead and make sure everything's set. All right. Okay, perfect. So even the little orange banner won't be appearing either, okay?
Oh, that's gone now?
it's going to be gone as soon as it's published. Well, it's actually still publishing, so it takes about 10 minutes for it to go live and visible for everybody. But just so you know, that line won't be showing, okay?
Okay, yeah, it's actually already showing up on my laptop here. Okay. All right, cool. I'll check it out.
All right, great. So, well, thank you again. And, of course, let us know how you feel, and we can, again, make any arrangements you need, okay?
Awesome, Ivan. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.